Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found Nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Level 3 begins now. The Friday Night Freak Show. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the degenerates, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on Army and Navy. We've been breaking it down. You know I like Navy plus the points. You know I like this game to go under the number. We're not done yet. We got the biggie, Eric Cohen, going to step up and in and join us. We'll break down the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a fellow disgruntled Buffalo Bills fan in the Big E, Eric Cohen. And don't forget, we've got the Great Cup on Sunday as well. The Great Cup will be on ESPN2. And it's the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And, you know, this game, it's a rematch game. And the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are really one of the better CFL teams that I've seen in years, okay? And I'm not just saying that. Like, they're damn good. Like, they're really just dominant football team on both sides, or all three aspects. Good special teams, etc. And, of course, our boy, Coach Reinbold, great special teams coach. They have great special teams in the postseason so far for the Ticats. Special teams going to be a key component to this game. The game is in Hamilton. I think that a teaser is the way to go here in this. And I'm not trying to cop out, but we're trying to win you some money, right? That's what it's about. We're trying to win. It's everyone that we talk to, and you guys here, everyone that likes the CFL and follows the CFL, handicap CFL, everyone said, oh, my God, what a tough game. What a tough game to pick, right? The Bombers are the better team, but it's in Hamilton. It's a revenge spot. They played in a championship game. The total is 44. They're both great defenses. It's going to be snowing. Like it should be for a great cup game. I think it is going to get there, though. I think it can get to the total. Yet, I think the teaser is the safest way to go here. And I got to be honest with you. Anytime I sort of go back and forth on a football game, I lose, okay? I'm one of these guys, like, I'm a love at first sight guy. And it really works for me. All right, it's worked in my life. Well, I can't really say it. I was just saying, sort of has. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a love at first sight. I know right away. You know what I mean? I'm in or out. If I'm hesitant, then you know. If you're hesitant about something in life, about a decision, and you're not sure, then it's probably not the right decision, right? And I feel that way about when it comes to betting. And this game, I've sort of been like, man, I don't want to get in front of Winnipeg. I don't want to get in front of Winnipeg. But and then I'm like, man, I think Hamilton, though, it's going to be close. So why not? If I think it's going to be close, why not just tease a Hamilton Tiger Cats? Baby, give me the Tiger Cats. Oski wee wee, Oski raw, eat them tigers, eat them raw, and all that. Came in a Tiger Cats tease to the over. It's level 3, the Friday Night Freak Show, the Mightier 1090. We're throwing it down. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the degenerate gamblers, and everybody else in between. Counting it down. Countdown is on. And I know there's a lot of people tuning in San Diego right now that are pulling for Navy. And I tell you what, I am on Navy plus the points in this football game. Throw out the records. I don't care about the records. All right? The middies have played a much tougher schedule. The middies have dealt with much more explosive offenses all season long. And quite frankly, Navy's been on a roll, man. All right, Navy's been on a roll. 7-2 ATS in their last 9 football games. 2-2 straight up in their last 4. One of those losses were to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, which I don't know if you guys know this, but hey, Notre Dame are actually a pretty good football team, all right? So I think Navy are in this thing. We've talked a lot about the total, but you guys know, man. Listen, it's one of these deals. We've made so much money over the years betting military academy schools when they play each other to go under the number that if we lose and we give a little bit back, then hey, it is what it is. But I know it's a low number, but I'd rather get in on it and be wrong than not get in on this thing and watch the game and go, oh my God, it's 3-0 after the first quarter. Oh God, it's 10-7 at the half, etc. I get it. Both these teams have had some high scoring games this year, but not against each other. All right, 15 straight unders too, guys. 15 straight unders. Give me the Naval Academy plus the points and game to go under the number. We'll get into our NFL best bets, man. I mean, we've been breaking it down. We've been throwing out bets all week here. Futures, we'll get you caught up to date with the future plays that we laid down. We got to it a little bit, but it's amazing. Even though we have 180 minutes every night and we have a three-hour TV show earlier in the day, I swear, man, at the end of the day, I'm always like, man, I wanted to get to that. Oh, dude, I didn't, man, I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to get to that NBA story. I wanted to get to this. I wanted to get to that. There's only so much time in a day, unfortunately. So we'll get to as much as we can. We got the Big E, Eric Cohen, going to step up and in. NFL football, every game is critical right now as we come down the stretch. And things have started to clear. There was like a fog. All right, it was like it was foggy all week. I was looking at the NFL card. I'm like, man, tricky game, tricky game, tricky game. But now that Sunday is rapidly approaching, I'm almost worried. Because if I like 6 or 7 games right now, that means I'm going to have about 77 bets. All right, by the time that Sunday comes around. The Big E, Eric Cohen, steps up next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, the DJs, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. All right, let's rattle off some of our best bets that we've already got right now, what I'm looking at, and I'm going to definitely be adding more, but of course, we're on live right here on SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks on Sundays at 4 o'clock Eastern Time during the late games, and we've got a fun late slate this week, man. We really do. I'm fired up. There's so many teams that are playing in the late slate. And even though, full disclosure, I am going to be beaten down. We've got a big party on Saturday night. And I was even thinking, I was like, man, there's no way I can do the Sunday afternoon show after partying all night on Saturday. But yeah, I can do it. I just didn't want to do it. I can do it. I just, you know, it's going to be painful. But as anyone knows, I don't tap out, right? We don't, that's not the way we operate. And plus, the Buffalo Bills are playing the Buccaneers. All right, so I'm a diehard Bills fan. You guys know how much we like betting on the Detroit Lions. We follow the Lions. We're Lion fans. We love, like, betting Lion games, talking about the Lions. So we got the Lions and the Broncos. We're New York Giant guys. We're all about the Giants. We did the show out of the facility for a couple of years. So like I said, there's a lot of teams. We talk so much Niner football on this show as well. So, like, all these games, Lions, Broncos, Giants, Chargers, Niners, Bengals, Bills, Buccaneers. Hell of a slate. Interesting slate. And you got the Grey Cup championship game thrown in there as well. But so for the record, if you missed the TV show, and I've thrown out these, but it's always been kind of quick and in a rush, and I get it, because I'm always like, man, if you didn't see it, tough. But so for the record, we did get in some season win totals still, all right? We got Washington football team. The Washington football team just need to win 2 more games. Their last 5 games are all against division opponents. It's kind of a weird scheduling quirk, right? They play the Eagles twice, they play the Cowboys twice, and they play the Giants. All right, and they play the Giants at MetLife. So obviously, I don't have to tell you where they are, whatever. The other two, they play in Dallas, they play at home, et cetera, Philadelphia. 5 division games, all right? And a pretty weak division, to be honest. And Washington just find ways to win football games. I don't know. I'm not in love with them. I'm not saying they're going to be Dallas this week, but I think they're going to find a way to win twice at least before the season's over. Listen, I went over in detail why and all this stuff. We talked about it on TV shows. I just wanted to quickly recap for everybody. So I like before Sunday because the number's always going to change. So I got the Washington football team over 7.5. The Miami Dolphins over 7.5, man. This is what the Dolphins do every year. All right, this is what the Dolphins do. All right, they're heavily hyped coming into the year, and then they let everybody down, and then they win a bunch of games late, and it's like, oh, man, next year they're going to be a dangerous team, and then it's deja vu all over again. All right, this is what they do all the time. And the song remains the same now. But the fact of the matter is, they're on a roll right now. All right? They're on a roll right now. They got four games left, starting with the Jets. Then they're in New Orleans, they're in Tennessee, and they finish the season against the Patriots. All right, so this is another situation where I just need to win. All of these are basically I need to win two games. Can you win two games? All right, I think they can. I think, you know, say what you will about Tua. I've defended Tua. That's the one thing, guys, and I'll own it. If Tua, like, ends up tanking in the end, I'll own it that I back this guy. But a guy wins, and you notice. When he's there, they win games. When he's not there, they don't win games. Right, so whether you're a Tua guy or not, you can't dispute the fact. Right, he's 10-7 in his career as a starter. All right, so I'm gonna go over. I put the play in on the over. Washington football team over 7.5. Dolphins over. Jags under 3.5. They're 2-10. They're not gonna win two more games. They might win once. All right, they get the Texans and they get the Jets. I don't think they'll beat the Jets, though. The game is in New York. I think the Jets would beat them. The Jags are a mess. They hate Urban Meyer. It's not like they're getting better. Sometimes bad teams will play better down the stretch and stuff. And it's like, you know, you can buy into them. It's the opposite, man. They've lost four of their last five of their last six. The defense is broken down. They've given up 30 or more in three of their last six games. Can't touch it. And this surprises me. Can't touch this. This surprises me that I took the Atlanta Falcons, but I stared at it for like a good half an hour. I was like, can I do this? And the more I dug in, I was like, yeah, I can. I need two more wins from the Falcons. Two wins isn't asking too much. You know, like I said, you look at the Falcons, and if you actually look at their schedule, you know, it's not surprising. You throw in the injuries that they've had, Ridley's absence, the injuries, and the schedule that they've had, they're probably a much better football team than their record would indicate. I mean, you know, they're 5-7, and if you consider, they've already played Tampa twice. I mean, look, we talked to them, so they've lost three of the last four football games. The Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, whatever, man. Everybody loses to those teams, right, for the most part. Like, you know, Dallas, but you know what I'm saying? Not Dallas, you know what I mean? Dallas are good this year. New England are, you know, New England on a roll, and Tampa are Tampa. So I think Atlanta are going to win at least two more games. So those were the plays that we've got. Atlanta Falcons over 6.5 wins. Jags under 3.5 wins. Dolphins over 7.5. Washington football team over 7.5. And we've got four. I think we'll hit at least three of these. And quite frankly, I think we'll hit a grand slam. I don't see why we won't. I think we're going to hit a grand slam here. All right, so as far as the games this weekend are concerned, the Raiders and the Chiefs. All right, I like the over here, guys. Kansas City's offense might not be fully in sync, but, you know, get this, guys. They've hung 35 or more points in six of their last seven games against the Raiders. And the one time that they didn't, they scored 28 points. All right, 35 or more, guys. It's pretty clear Mahomes owns these guys, okay? And the offense comes together. The Raiders' secondary is vulnerable. Let's not forget, they just hung 41 on them. I'm not a fan of laying the big number with the Kansas City Chiefs in this spot, but I do think we can get to the over here. All right, between these two teams, and quite frankly, I just told you, the Chiefs are going to get, the Chiefs' offense is going to show up. It's going to be the, oh my God, look at Mahomes, Chiefs offense. Raiders do enough to get this game to go over the number like it did when they played last month in Sin City. All right, the Saints. Bill Parcells said, well, listen, you are what your record says you are. I think the Saints are better than their record says they are. The Saints are another football team. It's like a voodoo doll. I think somebody's got a Sean Payton voodoo doll right now. Right? From Michael, you know, they lose Drew Brees. They bring in, they give money to Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston. They both get hurt. You know, they were actually 4-2. Jameis gets hurt. The wheels completely fall off. Michael Thomas never comes back. There's a million other injuries to deal with along the way. They lose Kamara. The Saints don't blow. They've just been dealt a bad hand. They get Kamara back, and they also get the New York Jets. All right, this is a winnable football game. This is one of those get-well games. Get well. We want you to get well. It's one of those get-well games. So like the Rams had against the Jags, even though this is on the road, doesn't matter. Kamara's the difference here. Saints roll them. I like the Saints in this spot. As I stated, this NFL card started to come together for me as the week has gone on. And the Browns. This is one of these deals where if we're wrong, hey, you know what I mean? God bless Lord Gambler and the whacked out National Football League that it is. But we just saw the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers stormed back late and stuff, whatever. The Steelers were not ready to play. The Steelers were beat up, all right? The Steelers and the Ravens always beat the crap out of each other, and they always struggle the week after they play each other. We just saw the Steelers come out flat, and the Ravens are flatter than a two-day-old Coke, okay? These guys are beat up and injured right now. Cleveland in this unique scheduling spot, playing the Ravens again back-to-back that you never see. It just coming off the bye week, season's on the line, must win. Baker Mayfield's career, his future is basically on the line here. Because if they don't win, there's going to be a scapegoat, and the scapegoat will be Baker. All right, so this is a must-win for the Browns, and I don't like betting on teams because if it's a must-win, because if you're in a must-win situation, it means at this time of the year you're not great. But I like the Cleveland Browns. I like the Browns. I like the Atlanta Falcons. Now, we got that Falcon win total, so I don't know if I should bet on this game because I kind of need them to win this game if I want to hit the total, but Cam Newton is 7-18 straight up in his last 25 games as a starter. Not much better against the spread, 8-17. All right, so I do like the Atlanta Falcons. The Bills and the Bucs is going to be a track meet. There's going to be a lot of points scored. I wish I was getting more with the Bills. I like the game to go over, and I like the Bills plus 10, tease to the over as well. The Big E, Eric Cohen, joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. Let's do this thing. We're breaking it down. SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the mightier 1090, the loudest station in the nation. Let's bring in the Big E, Eric Cohen, TSN Edges, Eric Cohen, to talk some NFL football, get some best bets, break down the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and more. Cohen, always a pleasure. How you doing tonight?
Better than I was Monday night, Gabe. That was a pretty damn painful evening to be a Buffalo Bills fan. I was about as angry as the Bills beat reporters that were certainly giving it to Poyer and Hyde after the game.
Well, I tell you what, it's been all week, and I'm still upset about that football game. More upset about that one than the Jags game, than the Colts game, than the Steelers game. But there's been a lot of bad performances, and you know, it didn't seem like the Bills like being told that they're not playing well right now. No. Yet it just sucks losing to the, you know, it would have sucked if it was anyone. Losing to the Broncos, losing to the Browns, you know, just not being in first place sucks. But losing to the Patriots just made it even worse.
Well, you know what, Gabe, it's tough because you're watching the game and you could see what New England's doing. I mean, it was so obvious. And here are the Bills playing like they got safeties playing deep. And Mac Jones throws one pass in the first half, and his receiver made a miraculous catch on it, right? So it wasn't even accurate, the one pass he did throw. He ends up throwing three passes in the entire game, and the Bills never adjusted. I don't understand how you don't make the adjustments on defense to figure out exactly what New England's doing. It was so one-dimensional. I've never seen a more one-dimensional offense. And here, and here the Bills not making the right adjustments. And then on offense, you know, Josh Allen, he is able to throw the ball. He throws the ball 30 times. But just so many bad breaks from Diggs, just missing that one touchdown, the two drops by Knox. Allen, obviously, the balls did sail a couple times because of the win. It's a game you have to win because you have the quarterback that can actually play in these conditions. The other quarterback doesn't even try to play in these conditions. And just everything went wrong. I mean, the Bills attempting that short field goal. If they get that field goal, they win the game because all they need is another short one instead of having to go for it on fourth and goal later, right? So just so annoying to lose a game like that. And, you know, you thought last year that, you know, Tom Brady's gone. This will be the Bills division now for the next, you know, maybe decade or so. And here you are 1 year later. It's like the Patriots let you have it for a year. And now 1 year later, here they are back again, a game and a half up on us. And we got to win at Foxborough and pretty much win out to have a chance to win the division.
It really is torturous, isn't it? And like I said, they're like the Patriots. It's like Michael Myers or Jason or Freddy from a horror movie. You think they're dead and they're gone. And, you know, and then no, they're back. They're back and they're already back. And to make it worse, it goes from the Patriots, right into Tom Brady, who you figured, all right, this could have been a fun game. All right, you know what? You're not in our division anymore. We rule the division now. But now they've got to deal with Tom Brady, who has absolutely tormented them. And in fact, guys, he has the best record against the Buffalo Bills than any NFL quarterback in the history against any other team. He's 32-3. You can't even, like, that's almost as bad as putting in comprehension that the Bills just lost a game in which the other team only threw the ball three times.
Right.
Like, I get it that Brady's great, bro, but imagine the Bills have played Tom Brady 35 times. He's won 32 of them, Cohen. It's obscene. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is embarrassing. Obviously, for two decades, him and Bill Belichick just absolutely ruled the division. And, you know, the Bills, the Jets, the Dolphins, they're pretty much all in the same boat. The Dolphins won the division once when Brady was hurt and Matt Castle was the quarterback.
That's true. They're not alone in getting dominated by Tom Brady. But still, when it's a division rival at the time and, you know, you lose 32 or 35, you've got a problem. And just to make it worse, Cohen, and it's always made it worse, the fact that Rob Gronkowski is actually from Buffalo as well.
Yeah. Right?
The fact that Gronk is from Buffalo and the Bills passed on him, and he doesn't hide it, that it bothers him. He grew up a Bills fan, so it bothers him. He's like, they could have taken me. I would have gladly been a Buffalo Bill. And just for the record, guys, for you prop players out there, Gronkowski has 69 catches for 1,070 yards and 12 touchdowns in 15 games against the Bills. And as we see, Gronk's not really slowing down right now either, Cole.
No, that's the thing. I mean, I thought last year it took him a long time to really get back into it. He hadn't played in a while. He'd come back from some very severe injuries, and he lost a lot of weight in retirement. He had to bulk up again. But, you know, this year...
he was at WrestleMania. You see that video of him? He was scared to, like, jump, right? Vince McMahon did it. I saw the video. Like, Gronk's a badass. And they're like, listen, you just need to jump off of here and you're going to land. You're going to land on everybody. Don't worry. And Gronk was really worried. Vince McMahon's like 70, 75 years old or whatever. Vince is like, look, this is how you do it. Vince just jumps off, shows him how it's done. I think Gronk's like, yeah, maybe wrestling's not for me. Football's safer.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's been really good this year when he's been healthy. And since he's come back from his latest injury, he's been good again. So I would expect Gronk to make some big plays for them, especially because, you know, Antonio Brown is still out. And we don't know if he'll ever be a Buck again based on what happened with the whole vaccine card. And, you know, listen, Chris Godwin had a monster game last week. What, 15 catches after he didn't do much the week before? So between Gronk, Godwin, and Evans, the Bills are going to have their work cut out for them.
And no Trey White.
Yeah, Tre'Davious White out for the year. This week, they're going to play a quarterback who will throw the ball a lot more than three times, and there won't be a lot of wind in Tampa Bay. So, you know, the Bills just can't seem to catch a break, do they, Gabe? I mean, this will be like, what, the second time all year the Bills have been an underdog. The only other time they were an underdog in a game, they did beat the Chiefs. They've been favored in all their other games. And they've had some obviously awful losses the last month and a half to Jacksonville, Indianapolis, and now New England.
Well, maybe playing as an underdog is a better situation for them because they haven't handled success.
No.
And they haven't even had that much success, but it went to their head already. So as far as this game is concerned, Cohen, man, I know you love the Bills as much as I do. We love the Bills. I'm surprised it's only three. Like, if I was an odds maker, I'd make it seven. Like, I'm not down on the Bills right now. But everyone that I've talked to this week all says, no, 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 this is a Bills bounce-back spot. This is a Bills bounce-back spot. I like the over of this game. It was 52.5. It's obviously gone up right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if it continues to go up. When it's all said and done, what are you doing with this game? What are you betting on this game?
Well, I have a 3.5 I'm looking at with the Bills laying, you know, getting 3.5 laying with 115. I'll probably sprinkle a little bit on Buffalo. I think it'll be a close game, obviously. I mean, you know, the Bills just lost by three, and you know, you're getting 3.5. And obviously, Tampa Bay's been money at home. But I do think the Bills are going to come in there pissed off. I think that, you know, you look at how they lost that game, how the media talked to them after that game, and even how McDermott and Dable have been talked about, and even Leslie Frazier. I mean, the whole Bills coaching staff took a beating this week based on the lack of adjustment.
There's a little friction. Like, look, McDermott got upset about the Belichick stuff. Well, Belichick's no genius.
Yeah.
And then he sort of subtly threw the offense under the bus when he said, Dable, Belichick's no genius. We went 1-for-4 in the red zone.
Yeah.
In other words, saying, guys, like, you got to F and score a little bit. Mm-hmm. And now there's a lot of, and it's amazing energy because Dable, I mean, I was talking about Dable being a head coach elsewhere and stuff. Now there's talk about, is Dable the right guy in Buffalo?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, a win will chill everybody out, bro. And fortunately, they, you know, they still have the Jets. They have the Falcons. They have the Panthers, right? There's some spots still for the Bills, but I don't know. The division seems to be gone at this point in time. And, you know, well, unless they got
to
win this
game. They have to win out.
They got to beat them in Foxborough, bro. Simply got to beat them.
We were, last time I was on the show with you, we were talking about Michigan, and I told you if Michigan can win out, they'll be in the college football playoff after the Michigan State loss. And they did it. They went out and they, you know, they had a tough loss against Michigan State. They didn't put their head between their,
the Bills aren't going 5-0 down the stretch.
Well, they have to. If they're gonna win the division, they have to do it. I mean, they're gonna have to win it, they'll have to win at Foxborough, they'll have to win at Tampa Bay. That's just what they're gonna have to do. So if they don't go 5-0 down the stretch, they're not winning the division because New England's not losing. So really, Buffalo can win this division if they win their last five games. That's their option. And Tampa Bay last year, they were 7-5. They were being written off after their loss.
That is true.
And they didn't lose again after that. So.
Oh, that's right. The thing. Nothing's definitive right now. You can't write any team off in the NFL. Like, it's too early as far as Super Bowl talk is concerned, but. You know what I mean? Division titles, and you got to make the playoffs to actually get a chance to win. And, of course, the New England Patriots, it's the latest ever, because I'm like, bye week? What the hell are you talking about? Week 14, bye week. It's the latest time ever to get a bye week, but that's what the Patriots do, and it's sort of beneficial to them. But coming out of the bye, FanDuel already have a number up, Cohen. The Patriots are one-point favorites at Indianapolis. Now, the Colts beat the Bills. It would help the Bills if they could beat the Pats as well. But that's another tiebreaker scenario that could come back and hurt the Bills down the road that they lost to the Colts as well, Cohen. There's just, like you said, there's a lot of negatives. The Bills need to win football games. Simple as that.
Yeah, if they beat Tampa Bay, you're right. That'll definitely shut up a lot of people, including myself, who's pretty down on them right now. New England could definitely lose to Indianapolis. I mean, listen, the Colts have been really good since that 1-3 start. They had a tough loss to Tampa.
They have been, yep.
A game they easily could have won. They had the Bucs on the ropes a couple times in that game, and they had a couple key turnovers. Winfield made a hell of a play on an interception there to really seal that game for Tampa Bay. Other than that, the Colts could have won that game. But listen, Buffalo, in my opinion, you go 5-0, that's your chance. If you don't go 5-0, then you're going to have to think, how do we go and be a wild card team and win in the playoffs and win on the road? Because that's what it's going to be. And the teams, listen, in the playoffs, who are the Bills going to match up against if they're a wild card team? Probably Indianapolis.
Or Tennessee.
They didn't go very well. They couldn't stop Jonathan Taylor. It was their worst game of the year.
Well, it could end up being the last wild card. That's the thing. All right, more with Cohen on the other side. We'll get into the rest of the board. The Late Night Anger Match for Kraft continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Friday Night Freak Show continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Sirius XM Channel 159 Sports Grid Radio Networks. We're breaking it down with the biggie, Eric Cohen. Find him on Twitter. He's the real Eric Cohen. There's a couple of Eric Cohens out there, but TSN Edge's Eric Cohen. So, Cohen, week 14 of the National Football League. To me, one of the coolest games is actually the Monday Nighter, the Los Angeles Rams and the Arizona Cardinals. And a lot of similarities between the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams, in my opinion, right? Mm-hmm. They've been good against bad teams. They put up good numbers. They're flashy. People believe in them. They're heavily hyped, yet they don't win big football games. And they've lost in prime time. They've lost big-time games. We've seen Matthew Stafford struggle. Calling the Tennessee game, he struggled. The San Francisco game, he struggled. The Green Bay game, he struggled. I could go on. Stafford has struggled with the pick sixes and in prime time. And I don't think Arizona are getting enough credit, enough love. What do you make of this one? Who do you like in the Monday Nighter?
I think you're bang on with your analysis. I think a lot of people, you know, in the preseason and going into the year, we're picking Bills and Rams in the Super Bowl, and for the same reasons, right? Rams are very flashy, big names, Donald and Ramsey on defense. You know, Stafford, the big addition at quarterback, and obviously, you know, Kupp, and then they go and they trade for OBJ. It's almost like a glorified.
McVay and McDermott both like get a lot of love and respect, like they've already won something. You know what I mean?
Right. You're right. McVay, the super young genius who went to the Super Bowl in his 30s, but then got outcoached by Bill Belichick. And what happened to McVay Monday night? Same thing. So exactly. So many parallels, right? But to me, it's a real tough game. Arizona, they are the most undervalued team because most people don't take them seriously. And they have, you know, they're a one seed. They already went into LA and you know, curb stomped the Rams earlier this year. You know, they're 10-2. They're 7-0 on the road. They won all their road games by double digits. Arizona's done some incredible things, and that's playing three games with Colt McCoy and not even having Kyler Murray at quarterback. So, yeah, they're very undervalued. And all that being said, I like the Rams a little bit. And I only like the Rams because, to me, it's a revenge spot. LA already got beat by Arizona in LA, and I think that the Rams probably come out and avenge that loss. Arizona, for whatever reason, hasn't been as good at home as they've been on the road. I mentioned how good they've been on the road, 7-0 with all double-digit wins. They haven't been great at home. They lost the Green Bay game at home when Aaron Rodgers didn't have receivers. They lost to Carolina as a double-digit home favorite. So for whatever reason, the Cards don't play as well at home. So I do like the Rams getting three in that game. I think they probably get back in the division. The Rams need to win this game if they have any shot at the division. So I do like the Rams because they're going to be a much more desperate team Monday night.
It's a tricky board this week in the National Football League, and these games matter, including the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team. Cohen, Washington have won back-to-back games 17-15. It's pretty crazy. They won 17-15 against Seattle, and then they beat the Raiders 17-15. So they're finding a way, even though everybody's injured. They're in the playoff picture right now, but they can get into the division picture with this game. They played the Bucs twice still coming up. Are you buying into the Washington football team, or do you think Dallas now, when healthy with their wide receivers and their full complement of players, that they're too much? What do you make of this big NFC least? And as I said, least tilt. This division's a train wreck all the time. But hey, the Cowboys have been pretty good this year. We got to tip our cap to them. And Washington are a scrappy team. Who are you liking this one?
I think Dallas wins the game. I'm not going to be in a hurry to lay 4 points on the road with them, though. They, you know, their offense, it looks like there's something wrong, right? Like, I mean, even they got the receivers back against the Saints, and Dak Prescott missed a bunch of throws. He just looked off. And, you know, is it just me, or is it every time Ezekiel Elliott touched the ball, he runs into the middle of a defense and gains 2 yards and has no breakaway speed and isn't making any big plays?
Pollard's more explosive, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't look explosive at all. Pollard had the big 60-something yard run against the Saints. That was the only good run the Cowboys had all game. Every other run was like, you know, 1 yard, 2 yard, sort of like the Bills running game. Just you're just not seeing much out of it. And that being said, though, from a talent perspective, when Dallas is healthy, now that Cooper's back healthy and Lamb's, well, Cooper with the COVID, and Lamb's back from the concussion, another, you know, they had the extra time to get ready playing on things the Thursday the week before. So Dallas is well rested. I think Dallas probably goes on a roll here. They are that much better than the other three teams. You mentioned the injuries on Washington. It's hard to believe how well Washington's playing with some of their big names hurt. And, you know, Taylor Heinicke, credit to him. He's been pretty good. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't make mistakes. Ron Rivera is a good coach. But from a talent perspective, Dallas is just far superior.
The Big E, Eric Cohen, kick it with us as he used to in the old days on HSR, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 98. Now we're 159. We were something else, Cohen, before. Yeah, we were 204 before, and now we've just recently moved.
Track and all, Gabe. You probably had to give so many different channels.
I can't. I don't remember. Like, if you actually asked me over the years how many of the different numbers. Yeah. 98, 106, 204. You're 52. Right. There's a couple, I think 166 or something. Like, there's a couple other ones along the way, but whatever. It's all good, baby. It's all good. So what are you looking at this Sunday? What are your best bets? When you looked at the card this week, what'd you say? Yeah, that's what I like. I think that number's off.
Tough board this week, Gabe. I will admit it's a tough board. I actually like Atlanta getting three at Carolina. I don't believe at all in Cam Newton. I think the Falcons with Cordero Patterson healthy, they have a, you know, and obviously Pitts gets better every week. I think the Falcons getting points there is I like that. I actually think the Browns beat the Ravens at home. I think Baltimore's really flawed. I mean, the last 4 weeks, Baltimore hasn't scored more than 20 points. Lamar's struggling. That offense is just, it doesn't look right. They have a ton of injuries and the running game is held up. But, you know, to me, Cleveland had the extra, they're off the bye. Baker's had some time to get healthy. I think Cleveland wins that game at home. So I do like that. And I think the over 47.5 of the Raiders and Chiefs, I mean, listen, the Chiefs they've had their own offensive struggles. They've won 5 in a row, but Mahomes has really only had one really good game over that stretch. It happened to come against the Raiders in Vegas where he threw the 5 touchdowns. He seems to do very well against this defense. And historically, these games are very high scoring. Derek Carr generally puts up numbers too. So to me, that's an over I'm looking at. Chiefs and Raiders over the 47.5, 48 points.
You know, you look at Carolina Panthers, Cohen, and to me, this is on Matt Rhule. Yeah. And them forcing Cam Newton into the lineup. Like, it's one thing to sign Cam Newton, and it was great, bro. They bring him in. He scores the touchdown, right? He throws a little short touchdown. And P.J. Walker played pretty well. Then they accelerated. No, Cam's the starter. Cam's the starter. And Cam Newton's not really a good starter right now. Like, I think you could have used him in certain situations and still had that enthusiasm that he brings to the team and the room. But the fact of the matter is, guys, how about this with Cam Newton? His last 25 starts as quarterback in the National Football League, he's 7-18 straight up. All right. And he's 8-17 against the point spread. I mean, it's hard for him. He can make plays, but it's hard. And I'm not criticizing him. I've always been a big Cam Newton fan, but he's not the same player anymore. And now it's hard to be a quarterback and just get dropped in and on a team in the middle of the season, even if you used to play with them. Who cares? Just, it's a tough spot. I just always have a tough time, Cohen, betting on Atlanta, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I get where you're going with this.
I get it. I mean, it's not really a play on Atlanta. It is a fade on Newton for what you said. As a Bills fan, we watched him last year in New England. He was, you know, a shell of his former self. New England would not be in the position they are in right now without Mac Jones. They knew that. They got, of course, New England gets lucky. I don't know. How the hell did Mac Jones fall to 15? How does that happen for New England that they happen to get so lucky that quarterback drops to them at 15?
Well, give them credit for taking them, right? Other teams did it. They're exactly right. Look at exactly. No, I know. I brought it up. I tweeted draft night. I said, can you, when they took him, right after they got him, I said, can you effing believe this? I said, the Jets just got Zach Wilson second overall and have to pay him massive money and a signing bonus. And the Patriots got the better quarterback at 15 for cheap. I was like, oh, God, of course they did, right?
But, like, how, as a Bills fan, like, that just, it makes you just sick. It makes you sick that they got him there because we knew it. Like, I was the same as you. I said as soon as they drafted him, I went to go bet him to win Rookie of the Year because I knew he'd be starting.
Oh, nice, nice. What'd you get it in at? What was he, like 8-15? What did you get it at? 8-1, 9-1 type thing?
It was 12-1 draft day, and it dropped all the way to, like, plus 450
week
one when the Patriots released Cam Newton, and it was known that McDaniels
would
ride him, right? So
you're right. It came down because they all came down. You're right. And good call, though, Cohen. I did not pull the trigger until, I don't know, I think about 3 weeks ago or so. He was plus 130, you know, and I realized basically just watching any TV show, watch ESPN for 5 minutes. It's a Mac Jones love fest. Right. But it's a little bit, it takes it a little, the shine's taken off a little bit, isn't it, Cohen? When they just won a game running, you know what I mean, running the ball as much as they did, and he threw the ball 3 times. He's still having a good year, but it's also, hey, guys, like people, Mac Jones. No, Bill Belichick. And like I said, Cohen, Bill Belichick trolled us. I didn't realize till after when I see him wearing a Navy football mask. Yeah, the guy's running a Navy offense against us. He wears his Army-Navy this week as well. So, we're just getting bitch slapped all around, Cole. Let's just be real. We got to beat the Buccaneers this week to erase all this, bro.
Yeah, we do. It's possible. I mean, the Bills are.
How about the Detroit Lions, though, Cohen? covering numbers, man. 8-4 against the spread.
The spread. Yeah, they have the stinker against Philadelphia at home, which was just a gong show. But other than that, they've been competitive in pretty much all their games. As you said, they've covered 8 of them.
The Green Bay game got away from them, but if you recall, it was 17-17 at the half. And it started raining, and they fell apart in the second half. And I know it's kind of crazy. Well, the Lions, are they in a bad spot? Yes. You know what I mean? Coming off their first win, going on the road. I get it. But at the same point in time, the Lions are always in a bad spot. They're the Detroit Lions, and they're 8-4 against the spread. They hang around. They play so stupid and conservative, it's hard to blow them out, actually. And it goes back to, like, Dan Campbell, who he'd be proud of Belichick. I think he's going to have ideas, actually, of running the ball and throwing the ball 3 times in Denver. All right, before we get you out of your cone, what do you make of that Niner-Bengal game? Man, that's a tough-ass game to pick, huh? They're both schizophrenic, these teams.
Well, that's the problem. Which Bengal team's going to show up? The one that blew out Pittsburgh and Baltimore, or the one that just got, curb stomped by the Chargers last week and got destroyed by the Browns a month ago, right? The Bengals, you're right. You just have no idea what to expect from them. And they're obviously, they need Mixon to be healthy. There's some talk about him not, he didn't look right last week. He had a fumble. He only got 55 yards. Other than that, when he's rolling, he's one of the best running backs in the league. But to me, I don't know. And then San Francisco, the same thing. They're great when they can run the ball and play defense, but God forbid they trail and they need Jimmy Garoppolo to make a play. The guy throws 2 picks in the Seattle game. And, pretty much anybody who was giving him the benefit of the doubt has gotten off the Jimmy Garoppolo train at this point, because, you can't rely on him. If you're losing, he's not doing anything to help you.
The Big E, Eric Cohen, TSN Edge. Great to catch up with you, Cohen. Go Blue. And we'll see you on January the 8th, Road Rage, 20th anniversary party.
It's Georgia, Gabe. I really do. I believe they can. I think they can play with them. I'm confident.
They're going to beat them. The Big E, Eric Cohen.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The bell tolls for thee, the 3-minute warning. The late night anger management class, the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk or radio. Man, time flies. Let's get you out of here with a couple of wins. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you just got out of jail. And you're like, what are the picks, Morenci? What are the picks? Well, I'll tell you what the picks are. Navy plus the points. Navy plus the points. Navy, Army, under the number. So we're taking the underdog. We're going to go under the number. And I'm also going to be teasing this game. Listen, 15 straight unders. How the hell are you going to get in front of that? And this is an underdog rivalry. Army have got the better of them in like 4 of the last 5 years. Throw out the records. Navy playing good football down the stretch. I like Navy plus the points in this game, and I like the game to go under the number. NFL football, I like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Raiders to go over the number. And weather's not going to be a factor there, in case you're wondering. All right? We do it all here, man. Meteorology as well. It's going to be like 55, 56 degrees on Sunday and sunny, 15-mile-an-hour winds. Perfect football weather and perfect opportunity for the Kansas City Chiefs to hang a bunch of points on the Raiders again. As I stated, they scored 35 or more in 6 of the last 7 games against the Raiders. I like the over in the Raiders and the Chiefs game. I like the Saints to beat the Jets. I think they're going to cover the number. I'm never a fan of the number 5.5 or 5.5. It's kind of a crooked number. Odds makers are, it's a weird game when they do that, right? But the Saints are a better football team than the record indicates. As we talked about, I like the Saints in this spot, all right? I'm taking the Saints. If you want to put the Saints on a money line parlay, if that's how you roll, I can live with that as well. But I think the Saints will do enough to cover the point spread. I think Kamara's being back is the difference. Baker Mayfield, I got a problem fully trusting this guy, right? I really do. But I do believe in the Browns coaching staff enough that they're not going to let Baker try to win this game. Get back to running the ball, man. Baltimore don't have the offense to beat you right now, all right? We've talked about it. Baltimore is struggling too much right now to beat you. They're a beat-up team. You're coming off the bye. I like the Browns.
And the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I like that game to go over the number. I like the Bills teased up to plus 10 as well. And speaking of teasers, Hamilton Tiger Cats to the over in the Grey Cup. We'll be back on Sunday afternoon at 4. And don't forget, the first leg of the anniversary tour begins Saturday night in Vancouver, British Columbia, Jagger Sports Bar and Restaurant. We'll see you there. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't. And wish you had. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You found it.
The answer.
The plan. The place to help you hear more of this.
But we just call it the winning edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.